Sharing is caring.
Oh, five people.
All right, let's get started.
Maybe it just needs to be turned on.
You know, somebody scheduled a Condors game and didn't bother to clear it with me, right?
It's kind of annoying.
I get no respect.
Hey, this is going to be $15.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not paying $15.
Okay, so let's get started. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Lopez.
Present.
Commissioner Geary.
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Christopher.
Here.
And Supervisor Parlier.
I have no idea.
He's in a purse.
Yeah.
He made it, wait, but he made it one meeting in a row, so give him a little credit.
Yeah, he made sense.
Oh, one other thing, I know it's a small group, but any electronic devices, please put them on mute or off. I just turned mine off, so. Don't talk, Jill. Okay, approval of summary proceedings from March. I looked at it, it's perfect, by the way, Amber.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Wait a second.
We'll fix it.
I'll send it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Perfect, thank you. Consent agenda. I'll just read it, please. Agenda items before the Animal Services Commission may be acted upon with one motion. If no member of the commission or audience wishes to comment or ask questions. I've been told all these have been addressed. Does anybody want to pull one and talk about it? Otherwise, I'll need a motion to receive and file.
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we have 2 seconds. Great. All in favor?
2 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Public presentations. Okay, so this portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. You're limited to 2 minutes, but we've only got like 6 people here, so I'm not gonna be that critical. But I just need your name and your zip code if anybody wants to talk.
No.
John? You look like you're going to say something.
Since there's so many of us here, you won't be able to hear me. Joan Payton, 1-2. An update on the trailer. Our director Colin doesn't know this yet. But I mailed the last check on Monday. You're beginning a trailer.
Yay!
Wow. Nice way to get my shoes donated the last $1,300.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Did you get a donation from our supervisor that was here? I'm just curious.
Nope. He never responded to 3 emails I sent. And so
I was trying to go by his office and rattle his chain a little bit, and I didn't get up there. Good job.
Yeah, thank you very much. Table two, anybody?
I don't know if it's the appropriate.
Everything's
on the agenda that you guys are voting tonight.
Yeah, something that's not on the agenda.
I know, so but I want to air my last feelings before that happens.
It would be the appropriate time to do that when they take it up.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any votes on table two? No. Okay, table three. I know you're dying to talk. No? Okay. All right, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the head table at this point. Staff announcements or reports. Director Smith, report, please. Director Cullen.
Good evening, everybody. Animal Services Director Nick Cullen. Commissioner Blackburn, you had expressed a interest in specifically one of the pieces of correspondence that was filed, which was from the Humane Society of Ventura County. So just to comment on that, one of the technicians at the Humane Society of Ventura County emailed us and said, I would like to have a meeting to discuss how Ventura County Humane Society can assist residents in Kern County.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I don't know because we haven't met yet.
Oh, okay. That just kind of blew me away because nobody from another county has Have they offered to help you in the past? Have you gotten those?
Sure. Yeah. Agencies that reach out and help us.
Okay.
Well, not us, but the
assistant in what way?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll find out. Well, they asked, if you read the email, they asked to speak to Angela, which Angela manages our spay and neuter programs. So my guess is it's probably spay and neuter related, but I'm not sure. I won't know. I'm talking to her Monday.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. I was curious about that one. I was.
Just curiosity. Can we get you to send something out about that once you do talk to her? Just to see what comes of it?
Send
an email out to us and let us know what came of the conversation.
Sure. Well, more than likely talk about it here next month, too.
Awesome.
Actually, I mean, if there's some agreement that, you know, they're going to accept vouchers for spay and neuter on Kern County residents or something of that nature, I will post it all over our social media make it publicly known, too. I just wanted to touch on the trailer. So a really cool thing is that I'm glad that happened, because if you remember, we originally wanted to station some of the supply trailers all throughout the county. So our senior officers have arranged with the Fraser Park Fire Department, or the county fire station in Fraser Park, to station one of those trailers. And so we're in.
I thought the one that we had already was up there.
No, there aren't any up anywhere. They're all, the one that was donated is at the county shelter. And then we have another one that's also at the county shelter. But so that one that was already donated is going to be hauled out to Mountain Communities, and the fire department is going to allow us to stash it there. So if we have to respond to an event in Mountain Communities, we could do so. And so once the additional one comes, then we're going to work up in your neck of the woods.
Well, if the check gets or does it go by Pony Express like the last one, we're next in line to be built.
Oh yeah, it took a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to touch on a few things in the director's report, this is for March of last year. You know, for those of you who don't know, we're experiencing an unprecedented number of dogs, specifically dogs, coming into our shelters. I had to provide a report to the county administrative office and forecast what some of our metrics were going to look like at the end of the fiscal year. And I think I projected that we would take in 10,125 dogs, something like that. It's a lot. So that hasn't stopped. It seems like it's kind of plateaued just year over year, but still at crisis levels. But we continue to do the best job that we can to try to deliver resources to the community so that they can be responsible pet owners and that those animals stop ending up at the facility. In March, we had a pretty busy month for our vaccination clinics. We also did, nobody really cared about this, but we also did $21,000 in licensing, which we haven't had a $21,000 licensing month. That's revenue.
That's
in probably 10 years.
Wow.
And so, That's a good sign that folks are licensing their pets. Probably also has something to do with, again, it's probably not the venue, but I'll say it anyway. There's a local ordinance that requires veterinarians in the county that when they vaccinate a dog for rabies, they're required to notify the local rabies control agency, which is us. We just didn't really enforce it, especially after COVID. And so we sent out our senior animal control officers to knock on some doors and encourage some veterinarians to abide by the law. And they did it pretty quickly. We received like, I don't know, 1,800 rabies certificates.
Wow.
And so what we were able to do, it takes a lot of manpower, but those rabies certificates were gone through, split up city, county, we give the cities to the city, and then we process the rabies certificates so that mailing, license mailing can go out. And so we're expecting to see people continue to respond to those mailers. So we're going to continue to do that. The local veterinarians, most of them, not all of them, most of them are complying willingly. So as long as those rabies certificates continue to come in, if you go get your dog vaccinated against rabies and you get a surprise phone call, email, perhaps text message or something in the mail saying license your dog, you blame it on me. So we issued 440 rabies vaccinations in March. We vaccinated over 540 dogs for parvo distemper, 192 microchips were administered, Our spay-neuter program is again very busy. 795 animals were sterilized in March. I don't know the exact number right now, but we've provided for the sterilization of quite a few animals this year, so fiscal year so far. We are getting down to the end of our spay-neuter funding. We have to spend all of the funding before June 30th, and we have about $189,000 left, and really already earmarked. But we're going to continue to hope and pray that next fiscal year we get the same sort of support from the County Board of Supervisors and the Measure K community as well. We're again out and about throughout the county on our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday offsite adoption events. Our Streets of Bakersfield program is just gaining more and more popularity. Even the sleepovers addition to the Streets of Bakersfield program is gaining popularity too. We're seeing, you know, not as many as we'd like, but we're seeing a decent amount of folks that take dogs out on the Streets of Bakersfield, keep them over the weekend, and end up adopting them. So that's a good, it's a valuable program to have, and it's almost entirely volunteer run. And it's there's at least one volunteer who just does the lion's share of work, and she just does it amazingly. Her name's Megan, and she'll never know that I brought her name up, but still give her credit. I did want to touch on, in addition to the offsite adoption events, we had another volunteer, her name was Nicole, and she does a lot of work walking dogs in our play yard. And our play yard, especially the playground equipment in our play yard, it was just looking really dilapidated. It's wood, and it was installed when we built the facility 11 years ago. And just 11 years of sprinklers and sun just started rotting out that wood. And Nicole and her husband came and completely rebuilt the playground equipment on their own dime, on their own time. And it was just a wonderful thing for her to do. So on page 17, you see the play yard repair and restoration. But we also went and, not because Nicole fixed it, but might have been part of the reason, we re-sodded the play yard. So. It's just, it's nice to see, I can't explain it, but it's nice to see the shelter dogs playing in grass. So I just want to give a shout out to Nicole Hightower. She's just a wonderful volunteer. She does great work, and her and her husband spent a lot of time and money fixing some of the toys out there. We had some visit from Discovery Elementary, who did a donation drive for us and came over and dropped off a ton of blankets and supplies for some of the animals. And then we had a nice visit from Human Resources in this building. They did a donation collection for us too in March. Always appreciate that support. I did want to talk about statistics. You know, as difficult of a time as it is for a municipal animal shelter, as difficult as a time as it is for us as a municipal animal shelter, I wanted to point out some statistics, which is the last page will show you year-to-date in 2025. That's the first quarter of 2025. And although we're seeing unprecedented numbers of dogs coming in, the team in animal services is somehow finding placement for over 80% of the
animals. Yeah, I saw that.
And I just want to give them their due credit, the staff and the volunteers. They bust their butt and they care and they're passionate. And you know, they're never ending, giving up, trying to find placement for animals, and I think the data shows that. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Okay, any questions from that table?
On the player, is that your vehicle in the background?
Mm-hmm. Nice. I was going to say, I saw one up there.
That's it.
Is that?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. Karen?
Yeah,
Well,
I think it's great.
Well, she's thinking, I'll just tell you that I noticed the 81.4% save rate on the canine, and it's 81.65 on the cats. In the last couple of years, it's been, lower than that, and, it's kind of depressing, but to see you bounce back, and I know you're clicking on all cylinders to get to 81, I think it's remarkable, and I commend the department for getting above 80% again. And of course, it's only 9% away, 8.5% away from, no kill status, so we're right there, and I think you're doing a great job. Anything, Gina, anything? Okay, all right, I'll open up to the public. John, any questions on the report?
No, I think you said anything. The staff does do a great job.
You have a great
staff.
That's remarkable. Second table.
Shh, don't say that. Give him a big hand.
You deserve it. You deserve whatever credit.
Especially those that are in the room.
Second table, no?
I avoid you.
I'll say no. Okay, third table, any questions? Okay, we'll bring it back to the front table. Thank you very much. Nick, I need a motion to receive and file this report, please.
I'll make a motion to receive.
No, I'll second it.
Okay.
On the floor, sorry.
All in favor? Okay, thank you. That was a good report. I noticed that the volunteer hours are creeping up also. I mean, those are really good volunteer hours. And when did that grass come in?
This is about 3 weeks ago.
Was it donated or did you have to pay for it?
No, we paid for it.
You had to pay for it? Where do you get saw today? Well, since Old River Saw's out of business, where do you go?
Oh, we just called a gardening company that we've used before.
Oh, okay. Because then Home Depot sells it sometimes too. So, hey, it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially going into summer, it makes things a lot cooler. Okay, so moving right along.
Keep the dogs clean, right?
Commissioner announcements or reports. I'll just read it on their own initiative. Commissioners may make an announcement or report on their own activities. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff, or take action to have a staff place a matter of business on a future agenda. Well, you got something to talk about. You went to Mexico.
I did.
Tell us about it. How was it?
It was fantastic. It was a yoga retreat.
Oh, wow.
But I'm certified yoga instructor.
Okay.
My day job, so that was just,
It was good.
All right. About an hour and a half outside of Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went somewhere?
Yeah, I went to Texas again.
I
went to Texas again, but I'm back.
I'm glad.
But we were supposed to have a Central California Animal Disaster Team training for new volunteers, but we didn't get enough. I think you're stealing my volunteers. We didn't get enough interest. We only had like five, and we weren't going to take the whole day of that. So we're going to try again. People seem to want to volunteer for this particular group during the fire season, and that's when we tend to get people who want to help, because you can't help unless you go through the training. But we made the training simpler, that you only have to take the FEMA course 100. It used to be three different FEMAs, which are terribly boring. So we'll try again in fire season to do another training. Give up some of your volunteers.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Karen. Karen's got a lot to talk about.
Well, other than work, I'm actually hatching out chickens right now. We have 3 days left on our incubation, so we took the turners out of the incubators today, and hopefully they hatch. We've been candling them every day. I was counting about today, about 19, it looks like they have something going in there, so hopefully, fingers crossed, there's like not a bunch of roosters.
So, how about anything going on with your work?
Just busy, just not anything in particular.
Okay.
As far as that, but
okay.
Busy.
Next, Gina. I know you got things to talk about. You went to Columbus last month, I think, right?
My typical month, I took only 17 cats up to Selma on March 27, and kind of a slow day, And then only 19 went to Critters on the 10th. I had an appointment for 24, so I came up short.
But you had 19. That's a lot.
Yeah, 19. So it's good. This is the time of year when Critters with Dollars, you hate to think about it, but they have buckets of baby kittens that are getting aborted, and it's so sad. If we could get to them before they get to that point, you know, I'd love to think that we're not terminating pregnancies, and I feel for the staff at Critters for having to do that. I'm sure it weighs on them, as does the vet at Kern County. I'm sure it happens, and it weighs on everybody that we have to do that. But so far, I'm seeing less kittens coming through, at least in Tehachapi, which is the only area I claim as my own. So, you know, I'm hoping. We can't get to them all, but if we get to a good portion of them and the rescues get fewer calls for kittens, I think that's a win. So
yeah.
I'm going to keep on plugging away. I got another appointment next Thursday up in Selma, and hopefully Critters Without Litters will keep blessing me with an appointment once a month, and I'll be happy.
Do they still ear to?
Yeah. Through the feral program. I mean, okay. If you call and make an appointment for, you know, a fee, they don't. But through the feral appointment, it's all vaccinations, mandatory tip, must be in a trap, no exceptions. So
it's a good program.
Thank you. I see a lot of videos on Instagram on cats. You guys see all those?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're flooding them. It's like, oh, I want that one. I want that one. I want that one. I mean, I can take 20 of them home. I don't have room for them. But
we can make that happen here.
I would. I mean, but I'd love to. I mean, I just think they're all cute. I really do. It's one thing I did want to mention to the group. My daughter moved to New York City about 3 years ago. She's in crypto. She had a chance to move to New York and work in that office. And she started volunteering at the local shelter because of, she sees the work that I've been doing over the years. And she's rescued a couple of dogs, and she told me she considers herself an animal activist now. I said, well, if you do, then I do too. I guess I didn't know, but I guess I'm an animal activist.
Yes, you are.
I think we all are. So I never thought of it quite like that, but if you're going to be one, then I think I am one also. But she's gone, she doesn't eat meat. She's a pescatarian. She can eat fish only, and that's it. So, and I understand. I just can't quite do it. If there's a T-bone steak right there, it's kind of hard for me not to have a bite or two. So, anyway.
The problem is here with overpopulation
of pets. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a problem all the time, but they seem to handle them better. They handle them better. They've had really good success. A lot of people there, you know, 8 million people, I think it is. But she's working at it, and you know, she's there every week for a couple of hours and doing her part. So I'm proud of what she's done, and so I want to share that with everybody. Yeah. Old business, let's see here. Staff referrals, none. The next item is something that we've been kind of talking about the last several months, but we've never been able to nail it down. Animal Services Commission meeting frequency discussion. So basically, there's been a lot of talk about us meeting every other month or not. And Terry, when she was here, you know, she's pretty much for it because she comes a long way. You come a long way, and you come a long way. I come about, you know, 10 miles. I don't come a long way at all. But I wanted to discuss it with the commissioners on what do they really think about meeting every other month or staying with it every month. Nick made a really good comment last month about it, but I'd like to hear from
you. I don't think Sylvia was here last month.
I can't hear you.
I don't think Sylvia was here last month. I don't think
Claudia.
Claudia, I'm sorry. I got
no, she was in Mexico.
Yeah.
But I want to hear.
Nick had a few words to
he did,
say.
Yeah, he had a few words.
What was his words?
Do you want to repeat them, Nick?
Maybe not
paraphrase.
Commissioner Blackburn and other commissioners, I don't remember exactly what I said.
I do.
What are your feelings?
But I was personally, as a constituent, not in favor of changing the meeting frequency. I think it's important that even when it seems like there's not much that's worthy of discussion, I think it's important to have a venue for people to show up and express their opinions or frustrations or happiness or...
Or the brain.
So that's just my opinion.
Okay.
I feel like I'm getting evil eyes from Gary.
No, I'm just trying to make sure I hear what you're saying.
Did we also say something about it might make it longer because the meetings themselves might be longer because you had to give 2 months per
I'm going to start this way.
I agree. I think if we go to every other month, I think it's just kind of getting to the complacency, and I don't think that animal services is anything to be taken lightly. I think it is a serious matter, and even though, you know, we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs with not much to talk about, the day will come, and I don't think that we should interrupt the momentum that we have. I think it will confuse people. Was it this month? Was it next month? I mean, I just think that the third Wednesday of every month is it, and I think it should stay like that.
Okay, Karen?
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. I was on the fence, and we had talked in the past about if we did every other month, if something came up, we can have an emergency meeting. But you know what? It is really important, so I agree that we stick with what we have. Sorry.
Just make sure you're here, okay?
Oh my God.
No, yeah, make sure you're here every month, okay? That's my okay, Claudia.
I treat this as a very serious commitment, so I told myself that I'd have 1 month where I'd be doing this, one day a month that I'd be doing this, and so to me it's like, no, that's the commitment I made to do this, and that's, I should follow through with that commitment. And I know it wouldn't be like my decision, right, if the board decided to to have every other month, but if, for example, we don't want any catastrophe like what happened in Los Angeles in January, right? But if we were having meetings every other month, and then that month something else, you know, pulled the team, you know, or the director, right,
right.
Out of the county, and we'd have gone 3 months without a meeting.
That's true,
right?
Too.
So,
For me, I was willing to go along with the group, whatever they wanted, either every month or I don't care. But you know, it is hard to come here from out of town every month, especially for Karen. She's got to drive 140 miles or so. So everybody's talked about it. Everybody's in agreement of leaving it on an every month rotation. So we don't need to take a vote. We'll just leave it as it is.
But it's probably your public comments.
I think we need public comments.
I don't even have to get up. My emotions are really high right now.
Wait, what did you say?
I was going to want to talk before you guys...
Well, we haven't taken a vote. Go ahead, Michelle.
Do you want me to go up there?
Yes, please do.
No.
You can do it for... I mean, I know people have done it from here. People have done it from up there. It's...
Just talk loud.
Yeah, just
I was
talk.
Just going to sell the idea of continuing to have it every month. Like Ms. Lopez said, I don't know when my first meeting was, 17, 18, and I walked in, and before the meeting started, there was chatter about the commissioners having it every other month. And I was like, absolutely not. And someone, I don't remember who it was at the time, told me, you can't just come here one time and think something's going to happen. And I made the commitment.
No, that's true.
And aside from the months, and I think every month is good because it does give people opportunity to maybe miss one and not be, I think I made that commitment.
Yeah.
And I feel for the people that have to travel far, I don't want you guys to have to do that, but I do think it's important, and I know it's hardly attended, but I can assure you, I can bring you guys stuff every month to reinvigorate, maybe with a different attitude on my end.
That would be good.
But it's still emotional, it's still devastating out there, and this is where I learn things, and I get to hear things, and I feel well-versed. And I know I can do that with Nick outside of this,
yeah,
but this
yeah.
is different. This is different. And I, like, when you guys all agreed that you should, I'm, like, tearing up, thinking that it was gonna all be taken away.
No.
And to hear that it's not, I mean, I know it's such a minuscule meeting every month, but it was very important to me that you guys kept it monthly.
Well, it was pretty well attended there for a few years when we were doing the ordinance and stuff. I mean, it was packed. We had to open up the whole thing. It was wild. I don't want to go through that again necessarily, but it was wilder in those years, and
yes,
I needed to
it
be
was
there.
Fun too.
That, oh yeah, nice. Try sitting on this chair and you can tell me if it's fun. It's not fun. So, but I'm glad that anybody
but that's
else?
That's what God is here.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to keep talking about it, but that's what got the ordinance reviewed. I got to sit on a committee because
yes,
it kept happening. The momentum was still there. I know it's a little bit different now, but that, it was very important to me.
Well, it just goes to show that, you know, one person can help make a difference. And you were kind of new to the group, and you got on the committee, and you were there, and, you know, you did your homework, and you voiced your opinion. And
that's everyone survived.
Yeah, we did.
Barely.
So we appreciate everything you've done. That goes for everybody. Danny, too. So anybody else want to comment on it? Okay. So, yeah, that was the thing. I was willing to go either way, whatever the, you know, board wanted to do, the commission wanted to do.
That's fine.
No, he can just stop.
Didn't say that.
Oh, let's go there.
Do you want back?
Yeah. We'll talk later.
No, we won't. I'll run out.
You're on the air. Rotation. Go on. Okay. Well, but anyway, I'm happy to do either way, but whatever makes the most amount of sense is really what I think we should do.
I think everybody's expressed themselves. Yeah, it sounds like if you're not intending to change. Make a motion or make any changes, you can just let it die. It can fall off the agenda, and you can move on.
Yeah, and we can bring it back later if things change. You know, that's true too. Okay, so that was good. That was a good one. So,
can I ask a question that's not on the agenda?
Yes, you may.
Since we brought up the ordinance. I was here doing a hearing, but I went up to meet my supervisor. He wasn't in, and I talked to his assistant.
Who's your supervisor?
Floris.
Oh, okay.
And they said that they remember seeing the ordinance.
Oh, I was wondering.
Where is it? It's just sitting.
I don't know specifically that it's anywhere. It's been presented to them, and it's up to them if they want to take action on it.
You know what's frustrating with all the work that everybody on the committees did, so we had two different committees, the city of Bakersfield took it almost verbatim and got it, ran with it and got it passed.
And they did it.
My husband's trying to calm me down when I see it. I'm like, what? That was ours. But it's okay. That should help us get it approved, but it just seems to just be floating around.
And it was kind of funny because Bakersfield took the initiative and they were always the last one to take the initiative.
Well, they ran with it.
I know, but we were the ones, you know, doing things that took the initiative. And
Commissioner
Geary. Way to find out from them how it's going so far?
Commissioner Geary, through the chair, if I could just make a few comments. Number one, I think I should admit more of a role than council is giving me. In that, you know, with a new county administrative officer who started 2 months ago, and a brand new second district supervisor, but I think it's probably an opportune time for a discussion about those ordinances to come up, and I think that would be more receptive coming from me, and so it's certainly in my list of things that I would like to get accomplished here in the next couple months is to have that discussion with the new county administrative officer and the new district supervisor.
That would be awesome. If you knew the day you're going to be speaking, I mean, a lot of us would like to be there.
I wouldn't be doing this publicly.
What?
I would not be doing this publicly.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I'm going to visit them in their offices and talk to them about the ordinances and remind them what the intent is behind it. But you know, and to your question, Commissioner Christopher, I think it was a letter that was received that had a recommendation from the commission, and then the board can decide to take action or not, and they have not taken action. And my assumption is that was probably a year and a half ago, and I don't think they have a real good recollection of what was being asked, not because there's any ill intent.
Right.
I just think that the Board of Supervisors are dealing with a lot of things like on any given day.
Budgets.
And so I think it's on me, I feel like, it's on me to make that approach.
Okay.
And to see how it's received at that point, especially, like I said, with a new county administrative officer.
If and when you do make that approach, we'd like to hear about it at the next meeting, like how it went or any comments, or unless it's
coming. I will share what I'm able to share.
I understand. Okay.
But I would like to point out one thing as well. Yes, it does appear that the city of Bakersfield has adopted similar ordinances, but I would be curious to see if it's being enforced.
Oh, I
see. Okay. Yeah, I wish.
Okay.
I'll look it on paper.
It wouldn't surprise me. Okay.
When is the meetings for that kind of thing with the supervisors and everything? Isn't it twice a month?
Commissioner Christopher, you mean the county board meetings?
Yes.
They're pretty much every other Tuesday at 9 a.m. and then another one at 2 p.m.
On the same
usually,
day?
Huh?
On the same day?
Yes.
Yes.
But the next one's not till the 25th.
Yeah, it's a funky schedule because sometimes if it's a holiday during the week, then there's not a board meeting that Tuesday. So it's pretty much every other Tuesday, but not always.
Okay.
The best thing to do is to go to the county's website, kerncounty.com, and you can click on the Board of Supervisors link and download the calendar.
Okay.
And usually the morning session, the 9 a.m. session, is the more well-attended public board meeting.
Is it the same meeting in the morning as it is in the afternoon, or do they have different things?
It's the same format, the same board members, it's just different business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just so you know, I didn't go up there specifically to talk about the ordinance. I had not met him yet. So I was just here and went up there, and he was at the inaugural.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in all fairness, Supervisor Parley knows nothing about those ordinances.
That's true.
Okay.
But he will.
And he used to tell him. Yeah.
Okay, I think we're at the end here. Business done. So next, I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. We'll see everybody Wednesday, May 21st.